What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. I'm your host, like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Nick.
Oh, bro. Oh, no, shit. Bro. Now we only have two Alexes. You know what I mean?
We lost one in the war.
Yes, we took a 1 week hiatus, but we're back. We're back and better than ever.
I want you better than ever.
Yeah, we did. I'm like, a hiatus.
That's a big word.
How do you speak Spanish?
Bro, this is a sports podcast, not a vocabulary podcast. You know what I mean?
This is not a spelling bee.
I didn't study.
I thought I was trying out for Jeopardy, you know what I mean? So how are you guys doing? Well, Nick here is actually in the Fantasy Football Championship of our league.
Back to back, baby.
Of another league. Jerry, just in only one league.
He's
a made a mistake. A costly mistake. But
it could have been you and me.
Do you see where my mentality was, though? Like, at least a little bit.
I understand.
Like, 10%?
Is it?
I would have started Herbert either way just because the Raiders defense is just god-awful. You understand?
I don't know, man.
I don't think the Chargers defense is as bad.
I know the Chargers defense isn't that bad, but Derek Carr has put up great numbers in the last 2 weeks against harder defenses. Against the Colts,
one of them was
put
against
up
20. The Chiefs, wasn't it?
No, one of them.
I mean, against the Chiefs. One was the Jets.
One was the Jets, but the other one was the Colts.
The other one was confused. The Chiefs and the Jets.
So they're like the same team.
You're confuzzled.
They're like the same team.
Well, it's because one of them has Patrick Mahomes. The other one just thinks that he's not a franchise quarterback.
Exactly.
Similar teams.
Exactly. No, but like
it could have been you and me.
He put up good numbers against the Colts, so I'm like, oh, should be fine. Dude, if he literally would have survived for one more snap, I would have won. Straight up.
Probably.
Straight up.
Probably. But this is the timeline where that didn't happen.
I'm never going to Vegas.
And here and here we are. Where most of us are broke still. Christmas time, though. It's Jesus' birthday this week, bro.
Amen, amen.
Shout out to my boy, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yo, he was the one to make it out the hood, you know what I mean? All right. Let's get it started this week with our performance of the week. Who you guys got?
I got Jalen Hurts.
Trash.
The money man himself. He was 24 for 44. That's not that great. I read it out loud. I'm like, that's not that great. 338 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he had a rushing touchdown
and 3 fumbles.
No
fumbles lost.
No,
he did have 3 fumbles.
That's not that great.
It's a fat.
No,
is that so?
Is that so? Let's hear your actual performance.
Yeah, I had a great one. Fucking Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill.
Is that the guy from the Dolphins?
Nah, he used to be.
Oh, okay.
21 for 27. Those are good numbers.
That's good numbers.
273 yards, 3 touchdowns, and then 2 rushing touchdowns for 21 yards.
I didn't know he had 2 rushing touchdowns.
When you introduce Ryan Tannehill, just for the future, just say former Miami Dolphin.
Former Miami.
We made him what he is, all right? Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins organization made Tannehill the MVP quarterback.
Former Miami Dolphin Ryan Tannehill, dude, exploded this week.
Fucking almost cost me my fantasy championship.
Actually, he's a savage, though. He actually went off.
37 points in fantasy.
I love Tannehill. As a Dolphins fan, I love seeing Tannehill succeed.
I like Tannehill as a Titans fan.
Bro, he's a savage.
Right? I'd call him daddy.
But he's not as good as Josh Allen is.
Oh my God.
Bro, the man in the Northeast, bro, is shredding it up.
The Neast?
In the Neast.
In the Neast.
359 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's just passing. He also had 3 rushes for 33 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns, dude.
He only had 4 touchdowns. That's garbage.
Dude, my man made the Broncos look like Swiss cheese out there, bro.
I mean, everyone thought the Broncos were Swiss cheese.
No, that's not true. They have a Pro Bowler on defense.
Bradley Chubb.
And Justin Simmons is also talented safety.
Exactly, but they look like dog water.
Yeah. Either way, Josh Allen making his case for MVP. If Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes slips up in the last 2 weeks, bro.
See.
He's up there.
He has a good shot, bro. If Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes just die.
He wins.
Whoa.
By committee.
I don't even want to die, dude. All right?
By committee.
You know,
by committee.
They break a finger. You
know. Wish death on me. All
right. Let's get into the games from last week that stood out to us.
Can we just start with...
Yeah.
Can we just start?
Oh, you want to start? You want to just pull a band-aid off?
Yes, right. Yes.
So, they're two teams, bro. They were in my top five, at least, like, personally.
Were the Rams, really?
Yeah, the Rams were doing nasty. And I think they're going to bounce back strong this week because you have to bounce back from that, right?
Have to.
So the Rams and the Steelers both lost to bottom three teams. The Steelers losing to the Bengals, the Rams losing to the Jets, right? Which one of these wins was the most surprising?
Okay.
I'm going to say mine because I have no input. So I'm just saying, and he's like, take over. I'm going to say the Jets was the most like supportive.
Yeah.
That's what I said too. No,
dude, I thought you'd say the Steelers.
No.
They're 0-16. Come on, dude.
Dude, come on. Yeah, that team wasn't winning. Now, in the Jets defense, right? I'll just say this before I start with the Steelers, right? It's like, I saw this on TikTok where it's like, I told you about this, right? Where it's like, no team really goes out there to try to lose. Like, they're all professional at the end
of
the day.
No players like, go out there to lose.
No, like, even coaches and shit like that. Because that's your job. That's your livelihood.
No, Adam Gase isn't trying to lose.
I don't think Adam Gase is actually going out there.
The organization wants them to lose.
Yeah. I guess, like, morally, yes.
Pat McAfee was talking about, like, in that year before they got Andrew Luck, the Colts were, like, 0-13 or something. They were, like, very bad.
Oh, yeah, they were
really
bad.
And they finally won. And he was saying that, like, people in the organization were pissed. They were fucking furious.
Of course, because if you get that far, you're just like, fuck it, bro. Let's go all the way. Yeah. And mentally. But no one actually goes out there and tries to lose. Like, And the Jets have had several close games this year, right? If it wasn't for like some bullshit happening, they would have probably been like, well, like, yeah, like 4-12 or some shit.
Whoa. Okay.
That's a little bold. That's a little bold.
I think like four or five games were like by field goals. Like point wise. The Bills game was 18-10.
I know they had close games against the Bills, but whatever. That's like a little divisional fluke. Okay,
the close game was like the Bills scored 18, they scored 10, and the Bills missed two field goals. Wasn't really that close.
Exactly. But like I always think back to the Raiders game, right?
That was just this guy.
That was saved by a Hail Mary, right?
Was this guy just rushing everybody and leaving one-on-one coverage.
That was Henry smart.
Leaving man coverage on the secondary was
the
stupid.
The stupidest play call.
Stupid,
dude.
But whatever. That
was smart.
But whatever. It's fine. We move on, right? The fucking Steelers, right?
Here we go.
The fucking Cincinnati Bengals made the Steelers look like a grilled cheese sandwich. I swear to fucking God, bro. Shit pisses me off.
Ryan Finley out there, dude. He's like prime RG3, dude. You know what
Ryan
I mean?
Ryan Finley.
MVP.
Exactly. Just straight away Burrow. Dude, that's so funny how Burrow could have been. Anyways, so several issues, right? The defense was hurt. The defense has been hurt for a long time. Whatever. That's why like you saw that one Ryan Finley like rushing touchdown. That's why that happened. Right? I'm just gonna leave it at that, right? Whatever. Our O-line's garbage, right? Our O-line's old, like all over the place. Big Ben needs to go like right now. Like not even after the season, like right fucking now. Just needs to stop.
Okay, no, I think you'd rather wait for him to
No.
You'd rather have Mason Rudolph?
I'd rather throw Mason Rudolph in the playoffs.
Oh my god.
At this point.
Get out of here.
At this point.
I mean, no matter what, to be a first round bye.
Exactly. That's what I was telling him. 11-5, wild card exit. I'm happy with that. All right.
I can't wait for the top. Bro, I wanted you guys to win. You guys are letting me down. I needed you guys to win.
You don't think I wanted to win? you don't think I wanted to win?
Bro, dude, this man the whole week was, bro, I don't care how bad we are, we're not going to lose to the Bengals. It's
because
not
who thinks?
Yeah.
Who thinks?
I'm sorry. It's just so funny that like you specifically said that and it happened. It's just like you specified that wasn't going to happen. It just happened. So it's just funnier. But yeah, I understand where you're coming from. But either way, the Jets one is the most surprising. I just thought the Jets were going to go 1-16.
No,
pretty
too.
Terrible.
Me too.
And they Adam won a game. Gase, pretty terrible coach.
And they won a game against like a very steady.
A better team.
A 10-win team. They're the first winless team to beat a 10-win team.
Yeah. Did you know that actually I told them about the stat. Like this is the first time a team under 3 wins beats a team over 10 wins twice in the same week.
Oh. Okay, I thought you were going to say the first time. I was like, wait, it happened the day before.
No. Like twice in the same week.
I heard something today in the Pat McAfee show.
About
this guy.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Right? But this guy's like a big Steelers guy, apparently. I don't really know.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Right?
He's like sitting on the table.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I was listening. I wasn't really watching.
Okay.
What is it? Right? So he came out and he said, if the Steelers lose out, they should force Big Ben to retire and fire Mike Tomlin. Do you agree?
I don't think
Mike Tomlin is excessive. This is like a common trait that happens a lot. This isn't the first time I hear it. Being a Steelers fan, this is like a common trait to just fire Mike Tomlin to like whatever that. A lot of people think like he's coach of the year. A lot of people think like you know what I mean. Adam Gase is a better coach. Like
I mean, okay, bro, you're comparing to offensive genius.
An offensive genius.
Too loose with your wording there, dude.
Right? Like, but you know what I mean. Like two weeks ago, everyone said that's coach of the year. Like you can't just like turn away. Like,
but okay, his reasoning was.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to include last year, even though last year you guys started off fucking trash as shit.
We started off 0-4.
Right?
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
But two of the last 3 years, your team has ended in complete collapsing at the end of the season. Happened. Yeah, it happened to me too.
Yeah.
All right. It happened with the AB year. I understand. AB could be used as the excuse, but you guys did collapse at the end of that year. Because I remember you guys started off good, went through a little bit of a lull, won the last game.
Yeah.
Right? Then this year, if you guys lose out and you guys lose in the first round of the playoffs and everything, it's a little questionable. I'm not saying you should fire him because I do think Tomlin's a good coach.
I think he's a great coach.
So I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that's the reason.
I understand that. I think there's other issues around. I think the people that Mike Tomlin has chosen to like surround him, the offense defense coordinator, that's where you should look first, in my opinion. Because you can't just start like You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I get that fluke. But if you see from a franchise perspective, this man's never lost. Like, I'll have a losing season. You know what I mean? So the man's like, okay, at worst, he's average. Like, literally 500. You know what I mean?
He has 4 playoff wins in the decade, which is better than a lot of people.
And he's a Super Bowl. So. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but the thing is, he doesn't get a lot of credit for that Super Bowl because he inherited it from somebody else's team.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I get it. It was like Bill Cowher's team. Like, yeah, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But still, he was a head coach of a Super Bowl team.
I think if Brian Flores won the Super Bowl last year, he inherited Adam Gase's amazing Dolphins team.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But I get it, whatever. Like, I understand that. I just think, like, there's just flaws. Like, I think there's flaws somewhere else. Like, it's easy to point fingers at, like, the guy who's on top, you know what I mean? But it's like,
me personally,
go ahead,
right? You know, I've been joking with you around the whole entire season that you got that we're gonna sign Juju and shit like that.
Yeah,
I genuinely think you guys gotta let him go.
Oh, yeah, at this point, I think so too.
Yeah, it's the truth, that, bro. He hasn't had a 100-yard game since AB left.
Yep.
That's crazy. I when I heard that, he's not the number one
receiver. He's not the number one receiver, even on the depth charts, he is,
but he's not.
He's not.
He wasn't ready for that shit.
And I think, even like, if you take him out of the question, I think Claypool and Deontay Johnson are both better than him, like, actually. Like, from a skill set wise, Claypool is just physically more dominant than him.
Claypool is a bigger target, and Deontay Johnson's a better route runner. Yeah.
Exactly. And no, I don't know about route runner, but he's just, after the catch, he's fucking way better than Juju.
I am.
Because Juju's really good at running routes. That's like, I'm pretty sure that's what his call to fame is, right?
Yeah.
His route running. And then you guys have a solid number 3 in James Washington.
James Washington.
So I think at this point, just like more annoyance than fucking production at this point.
I don't know if it's annoyance, right? Like, that's kind of what I was going to get to, right? With the Corvette. Right, where it's like, obviously, I actually believe that people think like the dancing is the problem. It's not, but it is the problem at the same time, because I was telling him in the car, it's like, it's an attention that you're bringing to the team for no reason, right? Because I saw this on Twitter where it's like, it wasn't a problem before they lost, which is true. But now you lost. Like, it's like, you gotta, like, now I told him if they would have won the Bengals game, this would have been a whole different conversation, right? Because,
I mean, it was already a conversation last week, though.
No,
I understand what you're saying.
No, exactly.
Probably
it was
as big as it is.
No, listen, right? So it's like the whole Bills thing, right? Dance on the Bills logo, had the whole shit show, and they lost,
let
right?
Let them do the dancing. We play football.
We play football, whatever, right? So then he got a lot of shit for it last week, right? But then he still came out and did it again. But if they would have won the game, it would have been a different conversation, in my opinion, right? Because even though he got the shit for it, they still came back and won. But now, like I was telling him, it's like, at this point, he has a fucking bounty on his head, bro.
Yeah.
Like the Von Bell thing, right? It's like,
I mean, that's kind of fucked up.
Like, it is kind of fucked up.
Like going and dancing on the other team's logo is kind of disrespectful.
No, it is disrespectful. But it was fine because you were winning the games at least, right? So, I don't know. I get like right now, it seems like an annoyance, but there's other reasons why I don't think the Steelers would resign Juju, mainly just to keep TJ Watt in.
Obviously TJ Watt's better than Juju is.
Of course he is. I told him, like, I was like, there's no way in a million years. Like, I would rather have TJ Watt on that team over Juju.
Are you being serious? The Fortnite god?
The TikToker?
The dance boy?
Bro, deadass. Like, the thing is, he does a lot of shit just to build his personal brand. It's not a lot of shit for the Steelers, you get me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did the Steelers get out of him posting TikTok? Not a lot. I mean, he's one of the most best-selling jerseys in the NFL.
I
don't
know it's
pretty
that.
Crazy.
I don't know that.
And you have his jersey.
I do have his jersey.
Proof in the pudding, right? Proof in the pudding.
Corvette, baby.
But, I don't know. At this point, I just think I just think they're better off just staying with Claypool and this guy. It's just money that you don't need to spend. You get me?
I understand that, but it's like
you just like Juju.
I like the guy, right? And like, I've always seen where it's like he has more of like a kind of like it's like kind of ironic where he has like more of like a leader role, right? And like a mentor role, because he is the veteran in the wide receiver group. But it's like, at that point, it's like, you're looking for production at this point.
I think
he's not that much of a veteran.
I think that's what you guys are missing. Like the reason you guys are fucking like 3 losses like this, and this last one was a really fucking bad loss, to be honest.
Of course.
And the truth is, you guys have been bad for at least 4 weeks because you guys should have blown out the Ravens, too. I understand that's a closer game. It's divisional.
Yeah.
A little bit of a pass there, but it's still fucking the Ravens without half their people, too.
This is divisional, too, and we should have blown them out.
Yeah, so
without
it's like,
the star quarterback.
I think you guys are missing like a fucking like real like vocal leader in the locker room.
Of course.
I think that's a big loss. I think that's something you guys are missing. That's something that Mike Tomlin takes a little bit of a hit for. Mm-hmm. Big Ben takes a big hit for.
I do think it's kind of sad at this point that there are still like Steelers fans out there, because I see it all the time on Twitter where it's like that believe, like, you know what I mean, like Big Ben isn't the problem. Ben isn't the problem. He's the number one issue right now. That is the problem.
It's just like sucks. It's like, because obviously he's like He's going to end up being in the Hall of Fame someday.
Of course he is.
I mean, I don't fucking like him for reasons outside of the football field.
Yeah.
Different circumstances, whatever. But, like, yeah, what he's done on the football field, probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Probably going to be first ballot Hall of Famer. Two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Never really was, like, I don't know. I would never consider, like, at any point in the league, like, Big Ben, like, top three or anything like that. Just because.
Yeah, that's valid.
Was he ever in the MVP race? No, right?
He's never got an MVP.
No, no, he's never won. Was he ever considered?
He's never going to vote.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's like another debatable. That draft has to have like the most debatable like Hall of Fame quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, because like they have the accolades for it and they have the numbers for it. But at the same time, one thing I was looking at, it's like I saw this comparison. It's like kind of off topic, but it's like talking about like Eli Manning, where it's like why he is going to be a Hall of Famer, but he shouldn't be, right? It's like, oh, because he has such high passing yards. He's like top 10 in passing yards, but it doesn't matter because
longevity in the era he played in.
Exactly, bro. Dude, Andy Dalton has more passing yards than Steve Young. And Troy Aikman.
I think Andy Dalton's just better than.
Yeah, exactly. Like you know what I mean. Like that number is like
for
kind of
for quarterbacks. Really, it's just if you play
it's,
a lot.
It's the era you play in.
And like, you got a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
exactly. Eli Manning is looked up like that high because he's Peyton Manning's brother and he beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. That's it.
Exactly.
That's literally
his only two calls to fame.
Not because he won the two Super Bowls, because he beat Tom Brady in those two Super Bowls.
His record is literally, like, at least at one point, like in his last season, I know he lost a couple games with the Giants, so it might have fucked it up a little bit, but it was literally like his win percentage was literally just 50. It was like,
no, I think it's still.
He ended like that?
I think so.
He ended like, what, like, I'm just throwing a number, but it was like 130, 130 or something like
that.
Yeah,
something like that, yeah.
So he ended 500.
And then Philip Rivers is the one that probably has like the best numbers out of that class. Maybe Big Ben's close. And like, but he never won anything.
But he never won anything.
So it's like, fuck, bro. that entire class is just fucking ridiculous. But like going back to the Steelers, bro, I don't fucking know what's wrong with you guys. I don't see you guys like the way you guys are now. I don't see you guys winning a playoff game. Honestly.
If we can't beat the Bengals, who can we beat?
I don't know. And if you guys lose out, it's gonna be even worse. And if you guys lose out, then you guys aren't even gonna have a home playoff game, which is a big big advantage for you guys. Heinz Field is a pretty big home field advantage.
Yeah, of course it is.
Which, no offense, it'd be pretty crazy that the Browns go from, like, not making the playoffs to having a home playoff game. They have, like, haven't made the playoffs since, like, what, 2008 or something like that, right?
Yeah, 2008. Six or eight.
That was seven. Never mind. No, they haven't.
Six crazy. To eight. It was six, seven, or eight.
2007 was the first, like, that was the last time they had 10 wins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Crazy. But the Browns team looks pretty solid, though. That's what kind of sucks, though. Because if you guys weren't in such a good division, you guys would have the division at least, like, that would be secured.
If we're in the AFC East, NFC East, then.
NFC East, yeah.
You guys would have been like, question. No bad, no problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many problems with this team. I believe the biggest problem is Ben and our O-line, which is just something you got to focus on the draft, right? Like I was telling him, if it's 11-5 and a wild card exit, you at least have like a fucking high 20 pick, like whatever like that. Take a quarterback, move on. It's time, right? Our fucking GM needs to learn that Ben can't play forever.
That's crazy. I mean, like, the good thing about it is that at least this offseason, you guys have a lot of options at quarterback. There's Carson Wentz is out there because he's going to be made available.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors are that he wants to be traded. He's not going to be a starting quarterback. Matthew Stafford is probably going to be made available. Ryan, probably.
I wouldn't mind Stafford or
Dwayne Haskins, after the debacle he got in this weekend, probably going to be available and very cheap because I'm pretty sure Ron Rivera just wants to get him out of there.
That's what I was telling him about, like, in the car today where it's like, it pisses me off the whole Juju thing where it's like, the Juju dancing on the logo got more attention than the fucking Dwayne Haskins strip club thing. He didn't know about the Dwayne Haskins strip club thing that I told him.
Yeah, I didn't.
That wasn't really, I didn't find out about it until they started talking about it, but it's pretty crazy.
That's what kind of bothers me. I'm like, dog, it's like, I get it's disrespectful, but it's
he also plays in a, like, Washington's not the most glamorous team. And also, it's pretty fucking trashy from what's coming out of there.
I get that, but it's like, you're in the playoff hunt. You're doing something stupid. That should get more attention than, like,
honestly,
literally making a TikTok.
It wouldn't surprise me if they would just cut him at this point.
Yeah, well, me too.
Just cut him. And, like, he did the shit where he's bragging about getting 300 yards in a loss. That's obviously showing that he doesn't fucking care about winning. Fucking now this, that he went out partying after fucking a game.
Right after Seattle lost.
After he played fucking trash in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fucking doing it without a mask, so he's not even, like, taking care of himself when he has to get tested pretty much every day. I honestly would just cut him. Like, it's just, like, he obviously doesn't have his head in the right place. Hopefully he can in the future, and that's another option for the Steelers.
That's what happens when you go to Ohio State.
Honestly.
The Ohio State.
Sam Darnold might be available depending on what they do. I don't think they draft.
I think
Justin Fields is going to be pretty good, honestly.
I don't think they'll take Justin Fields.
I mean, I don't know. But
I think if they end up with two, they take O-line.
Maybe. I mean, the first round pick from last year is actually pretty nasty. Mekhi Becton.
Mekhi Becton, yeah.
Pretty nasty.
Exactly. Just keep doing that, bro. at this point. It's like, yeah, whatever. It sucks. Like, you're wasting careers, whatever. But it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I was telling him, I'm like, that win saved so many fucking careers.
It's like, if you have the second pick and you don't see anybody that you love and you're not going to get Justin Fields because that's the only pace you're going to be able to get him, just try and trade away, in my opinion. The Jets have so many holes. Trade it away and get as many picks as you can.
I got them.
Because you can trade it away and you probably get a first-round pick into this year, next year, to a team like the Colts that needs a quarterback, and they can even sit down Justin Fields for a year behind
Rivers,
and fucking just develop him.
I don't know, man. I hope that the Steelers actually do draft a quarterback, because knowing them, they're just such a fucking.
But the thing is, at 20, like
there's a lot of quarterbacks. There's a lot of quarterbacks in the draft.
Well, is Kyle Trash coming out?
Yeah,
Kyle Trash.
That's what Steve called him. It's pretty funny. Mac Jones, I'm pretty sure, is coming out.
Mac Jones is nasty, bro.
He's nasty, bro. He's
dude,
nasty.
Fucking so, Mac Jones, I was telling him, Zach Wilson. There's so many quarterbacks in the draft that it's like, I know there are a lot of teams that are like, kind of do need quarterbacks, right? But it's like,
what do you, okay, like, this isn't even one of the questions that we even planned. What do you think the Bears do? Because Maserati Mitch, he's balling right now. He's in the kitchen and he's cooking.
I don't know if he's balling cooking right now. He's cooking. It's like,
to me, it's like you can't give him one more year. You're fucking like, just cut your ties with him. Because it's like you're going to end up in the same cycle. Like, you know how you mentioned earlier about the cycle of Baker? It's like, oh, we call him trash. He has a good game. We call him good. He goes back to being trash. Right? That cycle, that's the same cycle, but now it's for Trubisky.
I root for Trubisky, though.
No,
but
me
it's,
too.
It's hard. I don't know. The Bears are in such like a weird position where it's like he's not doing bad, but he's not going to win a Super Bowl either. But then it's like, again, it's like I always say, it's so easy to point at the quarterback. There's 22 fucking starters on a team. You can't just point out one. The
offensive line is garbage.
You can't just point out one.
Yeah.
Right? They need to use those receivers, right? He has some pretty talented receivers.
He does.
But they need to be used. Like, it's like, it's fucking annoying, man. Like, I don't know. But to my Steelers, it's like, ugh. It's frustrating. It's so fucking frustrating. And I just hope they don't fucking, like, do some dumb shit and just be like, oh, like, we don't need a... Because, like, I told you the other day where it's like, that organization literally thinks, like, we can do whatever we want because we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's, like, kind of annoying sometimes. Because it's like, you have to adapt to what's happening around
you. Yeah, you guys gotta get a quarterback.
And especially after this, it's like, which is why, like, kind of like the Juju thing is a blessing in disguise. Because now it's like, all the fingers are pointed at us. At this point, like, I feel like that's all I've seen on ESPN. And, like, fucking, like, you know, I saw the Undisputed thing and shit like that, right? That's all everyone's talking about is the Juju.
Corvette's not fast enough to run away from that fucking Von Bell, dude.
So that's the problem. So, like, now all the eyes are on you. So you have to do something, I feel.
I don't know. It's like kind of like a weird situation where you start off 11-0 and everyone's talking shit about your team.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. The most awkward, like,
I also do just think this situations. Team is, like, universally hated as well.
No.
Like, I do think no. so. I do
no.
think so.
No.
Not like get the Cowboys or get anything like that. Here. I think the most hated team in football is the Cowboys.
It's not even close. It's the Cowboys.
Right? But
the
then
Eagles might be second because they're the most hated by the Cowboys fans. And the Cowboys
and Eagles fans. Eagles fans are fucking garbage. Right?
Eagles fans hate their team.
I don't know. I think the Steelers are one of those. So it's like.
No.
And also it's like I was telling him, I'm like.
Pats are up there. Pats are a bit higher than the Steelers.
Are they, though?
I think once Brady left, they're like, oh, fuck it.
They're maybe like, Pats now.
Everyone still hates
the Steelers. I think the Steelers are because name a team that will go 11-0 and everyone thinks they're garbage.
No, but it wasn't that we thought they were garbage. We saw the holes in the team. We were being real about their
but
team.
But everyone would have like, ignored it because they were 11-0. What? Most people would have ignored it because they were 11-0. But like that's the only thing we heard about.
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
So you're saying calling me a hater because I said that they weren't better
than
the Chiefs?
No, I'm just saying like...
No, but I'm just saying that's all the people were saying. They're just saying like they're not better than the Chiefs just because they're undefeated.
What do you mean they're...
Okay. I remember the fucking exact words Jerry said to me. So you see two teams, right? And they're pretty much the same, but you're just going to say the Chiefs are better because they have Patrick Mahomes? I said yes. I'm like, isn't that valid?
Dude, yesterday he told me this, but then he clarified after it made sense. He was like, oh... besides Mahomes, the Steelers.
I was saying that same thing, but I was like, oh, like, take out Mahomes. He's like, wait a minute, what about Travis Kelce? And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm like, there's like, a couple pieces like, in
besides
there.
Mahomes, the Steelers and the Chiefs have the same offense. I'm like, hold on. Yeah, he's like, take out Kelce, take out Hill. I'm like, okay, maybe.
Well, yeah, obviously at that point.
Leave McCole Hardman, leave the Marcus Robinson, Sammy Watkins. They're comparable.
But it's fucking frustrating as shit. And we're back in the same loop. I saw this too where it's like another year of like a championship level defense getting fucking fucked over like a mediocre offense.
But it's like crazy because I don't know how your offense fell so hard. Your offense is doing
pretty good.
I do
think Big Ben is the problem. I think
he can't fucking throw a ball.
I think
he makes Phillip Rivers look like a fucking like cannon, dude.
it's annoying as shit.
Dude, it's bad. Like that play he threw to the triple cup. Like what the fuck was he doing?
Bro, that was bad.
Man has lollipop arms, bro. That's fucking frustrating as shit. He's just flicking and plus he does have a lot of influence in like the locker room, what people do. I think that's why the offensive coordinator hasn't gotten fired, because Ben likes him.
No. I was the guy that was saying that they should fire like Big Ben and Mike Tomlin pretty much. He said that he's like, bro, like a lot of people blame the offensive coordinator because it's really easy to blame him, right? But like the offensive coordinator is Ben. Like, don't think that changed my mind.
Exactly.
He's like, he's the one that calls the plays. That's just 100% up to him.
No, he 100% doesn't. That's what's frustrating. That's why AB and fucking Le'Veon Bell had all these issues. It wasn't with the Steelers organization, it was with fucking Ben.
I don't know. Shit. I just think, I don't know, bro. It was kind of like...
I think it's time, bro. It's time. I've said this for years.
No, it is time. It's time for both of your teams to move on from your fucking quarterbacks. We're talking about it.
Speaking of, let's just start talking about that shit, bro.
People love Drew Brees. I don't think... No. Big Ben does not have the same love.
People don't.
Dude, Big Ben...
I don't even think of Pittsburgh, because it's like...
The Saints fans are coming over here. Big Ben at 38 wishes he was Drew Brees at 38. Get the fuck out.
Because one thing about Drew Brees a lot is like... Drew Brees is like loved a lot in New Orleans. Like,
and around the league.
I'm not saying I don't. That's not where I was going with.
He's their partner.
What I was trying to say is like, I don't even think in Pittsburgh, like Big Ben is like that. That's where I was alluding to.
Fucking, it's like what Draymond Green told like Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce,
like,
you're not
getting a retirement. We don't love you like Kobe. Like that shit.
No, wasn't it about Wade?
Yeah, it was Wade. It was Wade.
Was it Wade?
Yeah, it was about Wade. Kobe.
Yeah, no.
No, he was like, they don't love you like that. And it was when Wade was just doing the Last Dance bullshit.
But either way, dude.
On an unrelated note, but it's really quick. I saw this TikTok was like, what year we are again? Because Dez Bryant scored a touchdown. Frank Gore did. Larry Fitzgerald. Antonio Brown.
Frank Gore is
Le'Veon Bell did too.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. He's going to be the starting running back for the Chiefs this weekend. Signing paid off. All right. Well, since we're talking about the Saints and the Chiefs anyways, Drew Brees struggled in his return. Oh, we're actually talking about this.
Yeah.
He struggled in his return. Like, is it time for the New Orleans Saints to move on from him?
I just think he came back too early.
I'm waiting because, dude, he came back early from 11 fucking bruised ribs.
Yeah,
like,
no, it was
that would have killed any other man on this planet.
Yeah, dude, that's how this shows that he's built different, bro.
Bro, my uncle last year, like when we go to like a every year we go to Sanibel, right? Mm-hmm. You guys know,
yeah.
Right, we go to Sanibel. The day before Sanibel, my uncle fell in the shower and broke a rib. Dude, the entire week in Sanibel, my uncle sat on a couch and did not move. this guy,
11 at what, like 39? How old is he?
He's 40.
11, dude, 11 out of 23, I'm in bed rest for a whole month. This guy said, fuck it, I'm gonna make it happen.
Bro, and I've heard people say, like, oh, not all 11 were broken. Dog,
I don't care. Even if it just taps, it hurts, bro.
I do think that they did bring him back early, but like I've been saying
since
before,
it's the matchup. It's like, oh, he wanted to go against Mahomes.
Yeah. But it's like we've been saying, though, like, he's gonna retire at the end of the year.
I think so.
Probably.
It's time. Both Big Ben and Drew Brees got to go.
But at least he can acknowledge it and just get like how he's like, I'll go year by year. Ben just has this fucking stupid contract. You know, if they just force him to retire, we still owe him $41 million in dead cap.
Fuck. I know that. And just for more pride for me, Brees played a lot better than fucking in the last game.
Did he really?
Okay.
No.
Better than Ben? Yeah. Ben at halftime had 7 passing yards.
That's true.
Okay, I'm more of that.
Okay, so
I'm more of that.
Bro, wait. Before we get into that, I was playing, like, I was in the championship.
Told me.
Bro, I was up by 36. The guy only had Big Ben left, right? And I wasn't watching the game. And I opened the fantasy app. The guy had -2 points. I was like, oh, fuck.
Okay, so 234 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, 15 for 34 passing. So it's not the best, but it's a lot better than Jalen Hurts over there. But, score, the game was pretty close for a lot of throughout the game.
But that's like the Chiefs games, whenever you look at the score, it's never really that close.
I mean, it is.
Not even.
Because if they make a field goal, it's tied.
I get what he's trying to say.
I know what he's saying, but it is.
The Chiefs can be down by fucking 40 and they'll find a way to come back.
No, but it's not even that. Like, the Chiefs were just up big in this game. They just fucking took their foot off the pedal. And it's like,
and they didn't have Slam Boy.
And they didn't have slam.
There was no slam boy.
No slam boy.
Fuck.
And the fucking Steelers over here had TikTok.
So after, he didn't play bad considering the injury he's fucking had. Like,
yeah, no. I
11 bruised ribs. No one's playing that football game.
When you put
game.
Into consideration, yes.
But he did. But like, there are a lot of problems though. Like, yeah, like there's some things that's like, yeah, he just looked bad because like he might have been rusty, but also, arm strength wasn't there.
No, but it hasn't been there all like season wise. But he's never been known for the deep passing. But he's like a short to medium game. Medium, like, I only saw one play of this game. But again, 11 bruised ribs. So like, I'm not kidding.
Now he's just a short
game. But now he's just like,
he's like, he's playing golf, but he's only putting.
Just
but,
shovel passes but, all day.
But this game showed and the last game showed that Breeze should retire or like. Dude, I don't know why you're giving him one more year, but say fuck it. Say he's going to come back strong, but Taysom Hill isn't the answer either.
I think giving him one more year. Yeah, I don't think Taysom Hill is the answer either. Yeah, I think giving him one more year is a mistake because like you have a championship window right now. Your defense, pretty nasty. For a while there, they're pretty average, but last couple weeks they've come on. You have Michael Thomas, one of the best receivers in the league. You have Alvin Kamara, one of the best running backs in the league.
Yeah, Taysom Hill, the best tight end in the league.
If you remove like the shakiness at quarterback, that's a Super Bowl team.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is the reason why I would say to keep Breeze one more year to find the next quarterback. Like
I don't think
it's Jameis. I don't think it's not Taysom Hill.
Okay, at that point, just run it on with Jameis and see what you can do in free agency.
That's what I'm saying. I want them to make a move in free agency.
Like I said for the Steelers, there's a lot of options this year at quarterback. Yeah,
I take Carson Wentz. I'd take
Carson Wentz too.
I'd take Dak.
I think if you put Carson Wentz with the good offensive mind, yeah, obviously. I mean, I think a lot of people take Dak.
Would you take Jimmy G? Because no. I wouldn't.
Jimmy G's going New England, baby.
I take Dak. I take Dak, Carson Wentz, Matthew Stafford. I take Cam.
Oh my god.
But I think Cam's done.
No, but
I
Cam's
think,
like if
No,
like,
I think Cam's not done if he stays in New England. I think that's the only place where he has a chance of being.
I don't think New England wants him anymore.
I don't think New England wants him.
Because New Orleans and Sean Payton is quarterback headquarters. So we can teach Carson.
But then you guys can. Yeah, I think Carson Wentz going.
But we can't fix Jameis with.
Apparently the Colts aren't interested in Carson Wentz, apparently.
I'll take him.
But what is
really?
It?
Really? They're not?
That's apparently, interesting. Interesting.
They must fucking love Philip Rivers.
They drafted a quarterback this year in the draft.
Yeah. So
Zach Eason, right? It's something Eason. But Easton Stick, is it that? It's something, whatever, bro.
Something East.
Something with an E. What is it? Anyways, so like they're probably developing him. Maybe they see something in him that no one else sees. Right? But either way, I think putting Carson Wentz with, if he goes to the 49ers, bro, you guys know I'm going to buy that jersey day one, right?
I have a question. So if he goes to New Orleans, are you a Saints fan or are you just...
I'm a Carson Wentz fan, but we'll see how New Orleans goes. Okay. If New Orleans is shitty, like
exactly.
Like
if he goes to the 49ers... Next year, he's a 49ers fan again. Because right now, he's a Dolphins fan.
If Carson Wentz comes to the Saints, he ruins my goddamn team, I'm kicking your ass.
Yo, if he comes to the Steelers, would you root for me?
What?
Would that say?
Yes. He's a Carson Wentz fan.
I'm a Carson Wentz fan. They don't follow the teams. I never claimed the Eagles.
But God.
I mean, but like... In that you kind of start to claim the Eagles. If that makes
kind
any sense.
Kind of, but God only while damn they're it, there. Dude,
if your guy ruins my team.
What is it? All right. But like, you guys want to talk about my teams, bro. I fucking follow the Jaguars. What do you want me to say about them every week? Oh, look, we lost, bro. Look at that. What a game.
Yeah, the first round pick, though.
What do you want me to say? And it's like, bro, like the 49ers lost this week. I got a text from a friend. He's like, are you still going to defend the 49ers? What do you want me to defend them from? Like, half their team's in IR. What do you want me to say? It's like, bro, there's nothing. Man. Ayuk's a savage, though.
Ayuk is a savage. I like that guy.
Guy's a god. In 9 of 10 games that he's played this year, he's had either 100 yards or a touchdown. It's pretty nasty. I picked him up in fantasy way too early. It was like 1 week too early before he started popping off. It sucks. But yeah, that happened. I love my 49ers. This is, what the fuck do you want me to say about them? Half our team's on IR this year.
Next year, he'll be a 49ers fan.
Oh, my God.
See, when the season starts, you should just, like, choose one and then just ride the wave.
It just so happens that, like, every year, only one of my teams can be good. It's like a curse.
It's, like, it's a Madden
only
curse.
Only one team can make the playoffs. Next year, I'm going to get that Trevor Lawrence jersey, bro. Because unlike the Saints and the Steelers, my Jaguars, bro, we have our quarterback of the future ready, dude. And I think they should fire Doug Marrone and put somebody in place. And be like,
but honestly, bro, your job, bring Minshew Mania, bro. Bring him to Pittsburgh, bro. Fuck it.
That's another option.
At this point, I'll take Mitch too. Oh my god, bro. I'd be the biggest Mitch supporter, bro, on this goddamn planet.
Dude, yeah, we talked about this yesterday on FaceTime. If fucking Deshaun Watson were to go to Steelers,
Jared would lose his marbles.
Jared would cream himself.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen, obviously. But like,
bro, that
could you imagine?
That would happen. To fucking,
I'd pay that contract at this point. Like Jesus Christ!
It's like, dude, I'll work at Starbucks for the rest of my fucking life to pay you.
I wouldn't mind seeing Carson Wentz in the Saints.
Carson Wentz, bro. Honestly, like, I think if they they actually
put him up on the I think it's more likely for him to be a Steeler. Like, personally.
Oh, I wonder why.
No, so? I mean, like, I think there are just certain quarterbacks that are just more likely to be in certain places.
Truth is, he kind of plays like Big Ben. Big Ben's a very reckless quarterback. And I've noticed I like that style of play. I love Josh Allen. I love Carson Wentz. They're two very similar. I do like watching people. Josh Allen. Josh Allen's super fun to watch. Yeah. And watching Carson Wentz is the same thing. He's never going to be like a beautiful game. He's just gonna, like, no turnovers, nothing, bro. That's just his style. Puts the ball at risk.
I losing love games.
Losing love games.
We love to see it.
It's like crab legs. You just
I love seeing guys only win three games a season. It's just so much fun. But I don't know. I mean, the 49ers are an option. Obviously, I would love that. I mean, if the fucking imagine the Jaguars don't draft Trevor Lawrence, they bring in Carson Wentz. Mm.
And then the Jets just
right. So it's like, yeah. Well, I saw, bro. I saw this guy like put up a like a fake trade scenario. He's like, Carson Wentz for Nick Foles in the first.
I take that.
That'd be insane. Bro, it's crazy.
Dude, can you imagine?
It's crazy.
Welcome back, Nick.
Welcome back, Nicholas. But,
like, genuinely though, I genuinely just think that Carson Wentz needs like a new scenario. It's like
he needs a new team.
Bro,
for
he's
sure.
gonna
do a Tannehill, bro. Do a Tannehill. Yeah, do a switcheroo.
I think that's what he's gonna be like, because like generally he's just gotten screwed in Philadelphia. You gotta think about it. And like Dan Orlovsky said it, like
God
like
damn
best,
it.
Right? That's the God.
I want Carson Wentz. Yeah, I need a quarterback, but I don't want Carson Wentz.
Exactly. I'm gonna have to root for Carson Wentz.
Like, son of a bitch.
He's that guy.
What's his number?
What?
Like, what's his jersey? Okay, as long as it's not nine.
He's nine. Oh, bro, no, I can't say that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Have right? you no respect? Fucking,
you got to think, bro. He had his rookie year, whatever. He had a good rookie year. Everyone's like, oh, bro, this is our franchise quarterback. Second year he comes out, he's MVP, right? Gets hurt. No,
he's not MVP. He's MVP.
Well, get out of here. Canada. Who's MVP?
You know who else was MVP candidate? Kirk Cousins and Le'Veon Bell.
That year? Yes. No, it was Case Keenum.
Case Keenum and Le'Veon Bell. Kirk, I know Le'Veon Bell was one of them.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, not say you.
Right. Hey, Drew Brees, two years ago, Alex Smith. MVP.
And Alex Smith.
Alex Smith's a baller.
MVP candidate, Drew Brees.
Right? He had an MVP candidate year, whatever. Then his fucking Nick Foles comes in, wins the Super Bowl. They build a statue of this man in front of the stadium, right? His third year, Nick Foles comes in. He's doing trash. They rush him back from injury. In the middle, he just plays kind of like whatever. He threw 21 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not great either, yeah. Right? But he got hurt again. Right? Then Nick Foles comes in again, takes him to the playoffs after starting off trash, right? So then he's just like, fuck. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, the team, like, fucking loves Nick Foles. They make, like, shrines of him and shit like that. I'm not even exaggerating. They actually have a shrine of him. They do. Right? Right? So then they finally get rid of him. Last year, he takes the team single-handedly to the playoffs.
Gets injured in the game.
Gets injured in the playoffs. And then in the
next... Josh McCown almost won the game for them.
In the next season, they draft the quarterback in the second round. It's like, fuck, dude. Like, there's no winning for him in Philadelphia. It's like, he just got to go.
It was the second round?
Jalen Hurts.
I thought it was first. I don't know why.
Dude, I really wanted to see us take Jalen Hurts, bro. Oh, my God.
Hey, right now, it looks like it's working. But, like, they got to fix that fumbling problem, though. He's not throwing interceptions, but, like, fumbling.
It's a little.
But that's the play you like.
That's the play. It sucks because I do like Jalen Hurts because, like, and I was so hyped for him to go to Oklahoma because, like, he's such a good guy and everything. It just sucks that he's replacing one of my favorite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But I do want to see him do nasty. But. Either way, yeah, that'd be a viable option for the Saints.
I hope so. I
personally, like, bro, I've been seeing things about Dak going to the 49ers. I think that'd be the funniest thing in the world. I would buy C19 a Dak shirt, and I'd buy one for myself. And we would just have to wear it.
I just want, like, a quarterback.
You'd root for Dakota?
I have to.
That's my team.
That's
true.
That's my team.
I don't want the Saints to draft the quarterback. I don't want to waste that much time.
I do. Not the Saints, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, because we have talent that's ready to go right now. We're not winning long-term right here.
Yeah, but you never know when one of these quarterbacks is just going to, like, shine.
I want them to rely on that.
Like a Patrick Mahomes effect, you know
what I mean? If you put them in a good enough situation, they're going to shine. So it's like...
But I don't want to rely on that.
I get that. I'm not really in a rush.
Right, you guys could also just, like Juju. Juju's not a valuable asset, but it's TikTok account.
It's TikTok account.
It's valuable.
2 million followers, dude.
Merge Juju with the Bills TikTok account, bro? Best TikTok account.
You see what I sent you, bro? With the AFC East. Oh, my God.
Oh, I have TikToks to share.
All right. Let's move on. Oh, since we're talking about the Eagles anyways.
Oh, my
fucking great, dude. I mean, Eagles versus Cardinals. Jalen Hurts. The Eagles lost, but he put on a great performance.
We talked about this pretty much.
Yeah, we pretty much talked about this.
Well, I mean, we said we're left Carson Wentz, but, like, do you guys think he's the future of the Eagles?
Yeah.
Future quarterback?
Jalen Hurts, of course. 100%. Yeah.
Carson Wentz is done.
It's, like, one of those things. Is like, we got to see once teams actually have film on him. Is like one different thing from fucking like he just comes in all of a sudden. You gotta think the Saints had no idea how the offense is gonna look with Jalen Hurts. Mm-mm. And then the thing is, because also I've been seeing a lot of people say like the Eagles probably put handcuffs on Carson Wentz because they know he's like injury prone, even though he's gonna hurt in a while.
Yeah.
Right? It's like telling him like, oh, don't leave the pocket, don't run. shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. For Jalen Hurts, there's no handcuffs. They're just letting him fucking run loose. Do whatever he wants. And he's fucking obviously more mobile. They're still getting sacked, still fumbling. But I think he might be the future. They might have a little Lamar Jackson situation there.
Maybe. Losing the playoffs every year, baby.
Exactly. I don't know, man. I think he's a better leader than Lamar Jackson.
No, Jalen?
Yeah. I just think he's just more of a likable guy. Like, no offense to Lamar Jackson. I'm not trying to say he's not a likable guy.
I don't know. Last year was a pretty likable guy to me. It was mainly Mark Ingram. It was Mark Ingram. Yeah. But then that made me like Lamar Jackson because I was like, oh, that's who he's talking
How
about.
How dare you like the Ravens?
Dude. I don't fucking know, bro. Fucking
king has the audacity to call me a fake fan, bro. Get out of here.
Fucking bitch.
Fake fan. Get out of here, bro. But what is
Speaking
it?
Speaking of fake fans. Speaking of fake I made an OnlyFans for this account.
So, like, we just kind of see how he starts performing once they have actual film on him.
I want Ken.
Might be the future.
We'll see that more next year.
Yeah. So moving on to the Saturday night game.
Did you watch this game?
I did watch this. Well, I watched part of it and then I switched to Canelo fight.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Right? But the Packers racked up another win. Pretty ugly win, but it was still a win. Favorites to win the NFC.
Probably the Packers.
They are.
Probably because I used to say the Saints.
Yeah, but like.
But now with Drew Brees looking like fucking it's Chad Tampa Pennington, Bay. It's pretty terrible all here.
After seeing the Saints, it's going to be Carson Wentz. Yeah. But I want to see how Brees, because Taysom Hill, that Eagles game fucked us up completely. I want to see how he plays the next two games.
Like, Taysom Hill?
No, Brees.
Oh, it's Brees. Yeah, we got to see how Brees.
He plays Minnesota and then Carolina, so like they should be good games.
They play Minnesota, bro, dude.
Minnesota. Damn, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that shit's right. Diggs, sideline, touchdown.
Bring your Jaguar stuff. Bring your Jaguar stuff. Bro. 2017.
Kirk, throw the damn ball, bro. You heard that shit, bro?
Oh, yeah.
He's a diva. No, I'm joking.
Justin Jefferson.
But, yeah, I mean.
If I die, I die.
To me, it's like, what other team could I pick? The fucking Rams. Just
it's not going to be the Seahawks.
Yeah, the Seahawks. Russell Wilson's broken.
Bro. They've fallen very hard.
Pat McAfee, like, he's been saying, bro, Russell Wilson's broken.
They just fell apart. It's probably. And honestly, if it's not the Saints, I want it to be the Packers. I want Aaron Rodgers to.
The State Farm Bowl?
I'd buy an Aaron Rodgers jersey if he made the Super Bowl.
Like, I mean, I was going to buy one in either way.
Yeah, I want us to buy one either way. But
I've kind of gone to that tradition, too. I did it last year with the Mahomes one where it's like, for the Super Bowl, it's like, just buy a jersey.
I want to get a Mahomes jersey, and I think he's probably going to win the AFC. But I'm like, he's going to be here for 15 more years. I'm going to get an Aaron Rodgers one because I don't know how much longer.
He's going to be here for like fucking years.
That's why
I got Kelsey when we went to the stadium.
When we went to go see the game, I'm like, damn, I wasn't in no rush to see this game. I could have seen this game in like 10 years. You know what I mean?
I was like, bro, it's Mahomes.
Why I got Kelsey.
Like, hey, but it's cool. And I was like, hey, it's that guy.
So, like, Aaron Rodgers, bro, he's that guy. I do think that the Packers have pretty ugly colors, though. I don't know why. It just hit me this week.
It's not bad.
I like the yellow green, fucking ugly. The green's nice. The yellow, bro. It's just shocking. It's ugly.
I just think it works.
I don't fuck with it.
It's Wisconsin, bro.
Wisconsin.
It's the cheese.
I hate the yellow pants. I've realized this year, yellow on pants does not work for me.
It doesn't work on the Chargers.
It does. For me, it does not work on the Packers.
It's too late to say I got yellow pants.
The Packers have, like, iconic jerseys. It's a little.
I don't mind yellow pants, but then again, the Steelers do wear yellow pants or something.
I think the Steelers probably the ones that pull off the best, though. Because it's black and yellow.
It's black and yellow. That's a good combination of colors. Yeah.
Did you know in Pittsburgh there's a college that's fucking copyrighting FIU?
What?
The Pittsburgh Panthers.
They're
blue and gold.
They're blue and gold.
Those sons of bitches, dude.
This is getting out of hand. You need to get your fucking city in line.
Get that piece of shit town in line, buddy.
Hey, man, that's where Aaron Donald went.
Where the fuck?
Who?
That's where Aaron Donald went. We have fucking T.Y. Hilton, buddy.
Yeah.
Better fucking lawyer
Jonnu Smith, my guy.
Jonnu Smith.
And wait, more years, we're going to have a quarterback.
He is from the Panthers.
Yeah.
Bro, you're done.
Bro, how did no one know? I've known this for so long.
I think, who was it? Wasn't it Jacob that told us?
No.
No.
He told me.
I told him. Yeah, I told him in the gym.
I don't give a shit about Pittsburgh.
Wait, no. No.
No, we're talking about Jonnu Smith.
Oh, yeah. It was Jacob.
Oh, was it Jacob?
It was in the fantasy group chat. He said it.
I've just known this for
you, Panther, Jonnu Smith. I was like, what?
I'm like, I beg your pardon?
No, because I saw one of those videos on YouTube.
I'm lying straight to your face again. You told me, and the same day, Jacob said it.
Yeah, there you go. Right, because I was watching one of those videos where it's like, oh, who were all the tight ends drafted before George Kittle? Right, because George Kittle was taken like super low, right? Like in the sixth round. And I was like, oh, let's see. And then one of them was Jonnu Smith. And then he put this. I'm like, oh, wait, I've seen this place before. And then I looked it up and I'm like, he went to FIU.
Bro, this is highlights from 10 Miami, dude.
It was C19 who's on to that.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Right, but let's move on, bro. Chargers versus Raiders. Raiders are 1-4 in the last five games. That one win against the Jets. Kind of not an actual NFL win. It's a college win.
It's a high school win.
We're talking about professionals.
Who is to blame? Like, who or what is to blame for the Raiders, like, meltdown?
John Gruden.
You think so?
Yeah.
He gone.
I don't think he's that good. He's not gone, but I don't think he's that good of a like coach as people say.
He's a little okay. He's very overrated.
Yes. Yeah.
He had one Super Bowl.
He had that 2003 right? team, and now say he's like
one Super Bowl team like against his
team. Like I was actually listening to Mike Florio talk about like John Gruden, how he's like overrated as a coach. He has a losing record since that Super Bowl.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, he does. But it's just like. Like, they just got to start hitting on their picks on defense, dude. It's
It's like
Cleveland Farrell is a bust.
Cleveland Farrell, that was such
Jonathan
a bad...
Jonathan Abram, I thought was going to be a good safety.
He was good, like, the first like, couple games of the season.
Well, he got hurt last year. Then he's been struggling lately. But then again, they fired the defensive coordinator. They just got to start fucking... Either, like, bro, for me, it's just like either you go on the draft on defense or just fucking sign free agents. And you got to get big ones. And I think now that you're in Las Vegas, you can get some guys to play there.
I think you can get some general studs that are like... Gonna be free agents next year. The one that always comes to mind is like someone like Bud Dupree because I don't think we're gonna have the money to sign him again, which is unfortunate.
That's what I was thinking too. I wasn't sure if you guys were gonna re-sign him because like
I would want to,
but especially since he's coming off an injury,
I would want to. But that's a player that's like should be a big name to be signed in the future, and I can't think of any other defensive players that are
free agents
on the free agent market, especially next year. Yeah. But what that doesn't matter.
What?
You do need to hit better. Like,
bro, people are saying that like this is like proof that the Raiders are gonna move off of Derek Carr. I think that's such BS. He is not the problem.
He's not the problem.
It's like just like their defense has just been so routinely
bad.
But
then again, what I've been saying is so easy to blame on the quarterback, right? But at the same time, you gotta look at everything else.
The defense is complete garbage, and yeah, like you gotta think about like where the Raiders were like when they hired John Gruden. They were a fucking laughingstock at that point.
Yeah.
And, like, it was fucking terrible. Now, they're a pretty solid team. They're just fucking they're struggling now at the end of the season.
They had the same issue that we were just talking about. They start strong and then crumble towards the end. It's kind of the same thing the Steelers do. But it's like, you can't just live off that. You have to.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't win enough games to live off that for the rest
of the season. They went 6-3 like, just to fucking crumble, right? Down to what? Like, what is it?
No, they're out of the playoffs already.
What's the record? I was like 7-7.
Oh, they're 7-7, yeah. But it's pretty terrible. It's just like, I honestly don't even know what the fuck to blame. I'm just blaming on the defense because defense is that bad.
I'm going
to
blame on John Gruden. He's to pick his shit up. Hire better people around him.
The reason they won't fire him is that like they sent him to a 10-year, $100 million contract.
No, I'm not saying to fire him, but it's just like pick your shit up, bro. Look around you. Like, you know, figure out your issue. Especially now, it's like when you're in a new city, you can kind of like fresh start. You know what I mean? It's like whatever. Like he had a big change. He had a new beautiful stadium. You know what I mean? You
could do it. He came out to the game wearing an Oakland Raiders hat.
I did see that.
He had to change it at halftime.
That's hilarious.
Oh fuck.
So it's like figure your shit out, because this team's a little bit more jumbled, right? I feel like it has been for a while, but like they started winning, so they're like, but
again, losing.
Figure your shit out. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm excited for this next part.
All right, we got to go into my top 10 teams. I know I'm starting off with a very questionable thing. Well, I didn't know what the fuck to do with them, right?
I'm very excited.
All right, we're going anyway. At number 10, the Pittsburgh Steelers are coming in at number 10.
I didn't think you'd put them at all.
Yeah, it was like, they are 11
and they are in the playoffs.
they are 11 and 3, you get me? So it's like,
but I didn't know if you fucking, you know, turn into Colin Coward and all of a sudden just fucking.
Well, I do think the top 9 teams would beat them.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like Colin Coward just hates the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, I mean, is he at this point now? You can't say he's wrong either. But he's not. I mean, you guys are going to go 7-9. It is annoying. It is annoying. I understand. It's okay. But either way, they're going in at 10.
That's fine.
I mean, you guys are a mess right now.
I want candy. Fuck.
You guys fall.
I actually thought I had to do the top 10, and I would have put them at 10 too.
No, I haven't done my top 10 in forever.
Because we didn't do last week. No, because I fucked them.
Because we haven't had the hiatus.
Yeah, yeah. It's because the hiatus wasn't planned.
How do you spell hiatus? H-I-A-T-U-S?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir. You know how you spell Steelers? T-R-A-S-H.
It's Gildan.
It's Gildan.
All right. Number 9, we got the Rams, bro.
The Rams. Wow.
I just think the Rams next week are going to come out and just fucking blow out the Seahawks. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think, like, Sean McVay's going to coach the shit out of the Rams, bro.
It's like, what the fuck happened
here? What the fuck was that?
I saw this thing where it was like, there was something, because, yeah, last week the Rams played the Patriots. Right? And at the end, like, Belichick was like, Captain McVay. He's like, oh, like, you know, good job. You fucking killed us, whatever the fuck. And he's like, that's what it was, bro. Belichick let him get the win. So then they could go loose to the Jets, so he wouldn't have to deal with Trevor Lawrence, 300 IQ play. And I'm like, bro.
Belichick,
I'm like, Belichick, bro. Dollar bill.
But either way, the Rams kind of screwed themselves because they could have clinched themselves a playoff berth. Now, they haven't clinched it yet.
Really? I didn't know that.
They could have clinched it with a win. Sucks. So now it's kind of your Steelers. It's a little risky.
Well, they could have won the division.
Division. I was like, clarify that.
Afterwards. All right, going to number 8, we get the Miami Dolphins, bro.
MIA.
Really?
Bro, the Miami Dolphins.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Miami Dolphins. That team, dude. Tua, bro, playing like a god right now.
Mm-hmm.
People can say whatever the fuck they want. His numbers weren't that impressive this week. My man's just playing without his number one, number two wide receivers, and without his number one tight end.
Oh.
Oh, and without his number one or, number two running back was there. But yeah.
Gesicki's his favorite target.
No, Gesicki was hurt too. It was Gesicki.
I know, but I'm saying typically.
Devontae Parker.
If you didn't let me fucking finish.
Bro, are we going to get fucking nasty in this podcast?
You want to get loud?
You want to make a scene?
It's Gildan.
Right? Either way, and Dolphins are a very solid team. They just need to get healthy for the playoffs. I want him to play the Steelers in the first round.
But it's not going
to
happen.
You guys are too fucking trash to make it happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
So who are you guys playing then? The Bills?
We're going to play the Bills.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to be torn.
First round bye.
Dude, you're literally going to do the same thing that I might do, where it's like week 17, you play the Bills, and then go into the playoffs, play the Bills. Or I'm going to play the Browns, and then probably play the Browns.
It's so a sad. Tragedy.
What the fuck has this country come to? Exactly. We have to play Josh Allen 2 weeks
This is 2020. Turmoil.
Jesus Christ. All right, going in at number 7, we got the Tennessee Titans.
I knew you had the Tennessee.
Pretty savage.
Seven.
They're pretty I love watching the Titans. Super exciting. The offense is nasty. Defense, complete garbage.
You know who beat the Titans? The Bengals.
The fucking Steelers did too.
But the Bengals beat the Steelers. And the Steelers beat the Ravens twice.
I'm
the Ravens have beaten the Chiefs before.
No.
I'm going here. The Chiefs beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. So technically, the Bengals were the best team in football.
He's not lying.
He's not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
That's not a wrong statement.
Based on the math I just did, I'm not wrong.
Completely valid.
All right. Well, anyways, Titans, offense is nasty. Derrick Henry, unstoppable. Dude. AJ Brown, the Derrick Henry of running backs, dude. I mean, wide receiver.
You know how he said like earlier in the podcast, like I think midway, where, what trades paid off? I said Diggs and not D-Hop. One that did not fucking pay off. That trade, like, moves. Sign. It was fucking clowny.
He's on IR. He's fucking useless. Fucking
garbage.
Yeah, he fucking cost himself so much fucking money, bro.
Useless.
He would have been. Dude, the Browns probably would have, like.
Bro, he would have been. He actually would have probably been pretty good in the Browns.
They'd be an unstoppable force.
I think he could have been a first seed. I mean, like, not the first seed.
Oh, probably.
The division leader.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of games would probably.
Second place.
No, a lot.
16-0 Ravens.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
The undefeated Ravens, bro. All right, going at number 6, you got the Colts.
I figured.
The Colts, I just think their offense isn't that explosive enough, but if they are able to establish that running game, and Jonathan Taylor's been improving as of late.
And Phillip Rivers has a fucking cannon.
Dude, I'm liking the Colts. Why did I say that, bro? Remember when I said that with Washington? We put the Colts next week.
You're going to get fucking your
back. Oh, my God. For now, I do not like the Colts.
Hey, so who's your 5? I have a feeling.
I have the Cleveland Browns. Baker, bro. Baker's been cooking. Baker's been baking.
I like the Browns, but I don't like Baker, but I'm going to have to.
Bro, he's just been...
I can't disagree.
Yeah, you can't deny.
I can't disagree.
He's been doing nasty lately. And even against the Giants, which are a pretty formidable defense, did pretty good.
Scored 20 points. Formidable.
I like that shit.
The word of the
SAT
week.
Podcast, bro. You know what I mean?
So who's at 4?
4, we got the Seahawks. Defense is coming alive lately. I think they're going to lose this week, but...
We're talking about last week.
Number 4. All right, I couldn't put them below the Rams because the Rams fucking lost to the Jets.
Damn, you don't have the Saints in there? Pain.
Oh, I did not put the Saints in here. You're right.
Damn.
Probably should have put the Saints above the Steelers. Not going to lie.
Ow.
But I couldn't put them above number 3.
Ow.
The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers playing out of his mind. Devontae Adams. They actually did take Devontae Adams out of the game last week, and they still won.
And it helped me very well. Nasty.
Yeah, it should fucking hurt me, dude. That's why I need to rely on Big Ben to throw 7 yards in the first half. Right? But anyway, I think they're a pretty good team. They're probably going to win the NFC. I don't see a lot of competition for them, honestly.
No.
I want to see what you say right here.
At 2? Two
is the Bills. The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I figured.
I thought you put them at 1.
No, I figured you put the Chiefs at 1.
I thought you put them at 1.
Love Josh Allen. I've been on a tear lately. But if he turns the ball over against the Chiefs, which he has done in the past. He didn't do it this week.
He has done.
He does throw a lot. He leads the league in turnover worthy plays. He's like tied with Wentz, or at least until Wentz was
even he. I think he's one of the only few that I've seen like on the media and stuff like that.
Still put the Chiefs at one.
A lot of the media has the Bills at one.
Bills at one.
Colin Cowherd has the Bills.
So I
at
thought
one.
You would follow suit.
No. The Chiefs, dude. You gotta think, dude.
You can't. It's Kelsey, dude. It's goddamn Kelsey.
They have 399 overall players in Madden. No, I'm joking. That's why they're number one. No, I'm joking.
Is it really? Yeah, Mahomes, Kelsey.
And I think Tyreek Hill is too, isn't
he? No, he's 98.
Ooh. So is Devontae Adams. Both 98.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. One of them should be 99.
Yeah, you know, one of them.
Yeah. We're both fucking.
We're both fucking, yeah.
It's like the Chiefs.
It's a game.
Bro, they're the defending Super Bowl champions. They've only lost one game. It's kind of like, how do I not? And it was against a division rival.
Who did they lose against? I forgot.
The Raiders.
And that was like a...
That was a spicy game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like they proved last week that like they don't need Mahomes to have the best game of his career to win.
They're 13-1.
Yeah, they might go 15-1, and they're going to break that curse the same way he broke the Madden curse. No,
if he
did he break the Madden curse?
No, he did do that.
If he breaks the goddamn 15-1
curse. Well, he technically, he did get injured midway. I don't know
but
if
he broke
that.
It. I remember. I always say that. Yeah. And then you always say he broke it.
That's true. I have said he broke it.
We always
if he breaks the 15-1 curse, he's the best quarterback in NFL history.
Right. I hope he doesn't. I was telling Nick, I'm like, I'm going to end up hating the fucking Chiefs, bro. Like, just because of this AFC like thing, like, bro. I'm going to end up fucking hating the Chiefs.
I will never, because I love Mahomes.
I don't want to.
I love Mahomes.
But
I love
what was done, what must be done.
I don't think the Bills have the defense to stop the famous Chiefs play. Mahomes just snapped the ball, run 10 yards back, and just throw that ball as far as he can. That is their favorite play. Works every time. Works against the Dolphins. But like I was saying, they proved last week they don't need to have, like, Mahomes doesn't need to throw
like a record breaking game.
He threw three interceptions and they still won the game. So it's like they're a disciplined team. They have good special teams, and their defense isn't great, but it's good enough.
It's good enough. Yeah,
good enough.
Well,
it's good. It's a good defense. It's not a bad defense, but it can get a stop when they need
it. It's not a bad defense, but it's not like a fucking, you know.
They have a couple Pro Bowlers in defense.
They have Tyrann Mathieu. Frank Clark's nasty.
Yeah.
Chris Jones.
Chris Jones is nasty. I didn't forget about him. But it's a pretty good team. I think they have a lot of leaders on that team. Mahomes is a leader in and of himself.
And they all have Tyrann Mathieu's a leader. I think the entire team has chemistry. Like, they all work together so well.
Yeah.
They all like each other.
Yeah. Which is going to be interesting, because a lot of people are saying Kelsey and Hill are going to be gone because they can't fucking pay them.
Yeah, which most likely is going to happen because they can't afford them.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
That's why. Yeah.
But crazy. If you bring them over to the Pittsburgh Steelers...
I mean, as a Saints fan, I would gladly take Travis Kelce.
I mean, no. I won't let you guys take that sacrifice. As a Dolphins fan, we'll take that sacrifice. We'll take that.
The thing
hit.
Is, like the Dolphins, like, okay. You guys have Gesicki, who's gonna be like the top five tight end in the league.
Bro, I fucking love Gesicki, bro. Dude.
His
he's so lucky
he
got engaged, bro.
His girlfriend's
suck him
so
dry.
Fucking cute. Like, I'm saying, like, cute as in, like, height. Like, they're so, like, cute. It's like
he's so
like,
lucky.
Oh,
I'm
he's calling me cute, dude.
You're both 5'6".
Bro.
He's so lucky I'm straight.
He's so lucky.
Oh, yeah. We got week 16 games.
The week 16 games, bro. We got
games of the week.
Bro, our boy Jesus, bro. There's a game on his birthday, bro.
Amen, amen.
Minnesota and New Orleans. Who you guys got?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Our boy Minnesota.
Are you really?
I think their defense is pretty trash. No offense to you. The New Orleans defense is good, but I think the Minnesota offense, fucking, that's just crazy.
It's going to be hard to root against my boy Justin Jefferson, former LSU alum.
Jay Jetta.
Would you rather go against someone who went to LSU or the state where LSU is?
Oh, fuck. He has no ties to New Orleans, though.
I technically do at this point.
Hey.
I always say it's like, I'm probably a bigger Pelicans fan than like everyone in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. I was telling him, I told him when I went to New Orleans, like before like Zion, like this is like AD in his prime. I never saw Pelican shit.
Even
well,
when
cause
I
trash.
Even exactly. when I went during the Zion time, which was earlier this year, I barely saw it.
Because COVID. No one likes joking. The Pelicans.
No, bro, what do you mean, bro?
Tampa Bay at Detroit.
This is anyone's game. This is a pretty hard game, obviously.
Detroit. I'm thinking Detroit.
Detroit's just a year in, year out.
Hawkinson. I think, easily. Does Tampa need to win this to be a playoff team? I think
maybe.
So.
Maybe. Probably.
I'm going for Detroit.
But San Francisco, Arizona.
Arizona.
This is technically a home game for both teams.
Yeah.
this is like the bubble.
I want Arizona to win. And I also really want Tampa Bay to miss the playoffs. So both Brady and the Patriots miss the playoffs.
You know what's funny? This is a sticky scenario,
a
right?
A sticky situation.
Because it's a divisional game. The Arizona is in the playoff hunt. The 49ers are out of it. So if the 49ers win this game, this will probably be the best one of the season. Just because it's spoiling the fun for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I think they take pride in that. They might probably pull this one off.
Wait, this is a divisional game. Why is it played so...
If Kittle plays.
I thought week 17 is like a divisional game.
Week 7, I don't know if you noticed this, but like I saw this somewhere where it's like week 17 is always a divisional game.
I know the Dolphins play the Patriots a lot on week 17. Happens a lot.
Yeah, like the Bills play the Jets. Last year. But why the fuck are they playing divisional game week 16? So who the hell does Arizona play week 17? It's not the Seahawks.
That's probably not like a rule or something.
Probably the Rams, maybe?
I don't know. But anyways, Miami or Las Vegas?
Miami.
Miami. Because the Miami's probably going to be playing against Derek Carr. I mean, not Derek Carr. Marcus Mariota. But either way,
I think it is a rule. Because typically, that's typically what happens. It's because they always do that for like a because it could be a divisional like what's happening year with the Browns win next week and the Steelers lose, week 17 is for the division.
Yeah, the Dolphins play the Bills, but it's not for the division. All right, Miami and Las Vegas. We're all going Miami, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, sure.
All right, that's the last game of Saturday night. That's primetime TV. Next year the Dolphins. That's
Saturday night. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So we have football Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah.
A four-day weekend of football.
Let's get into the Sunday games. Carolina at Washington. Wow. Revenge game for Ron Rivera.
McCaffrey's back.
I'm still going Washington.
I want McCaffrey to be back. That's all I want to say. Washington.
Do you want Chase Young to manhandle that man?
He's not going to. Have you seen McCaffrey?
Have you seen Chase Young?
Have you seen McCaffrey?
Have you seen McCaffrey's eyes?
You've been watching film, huh? Watch this.
It's a wheel route.
You've been watching film, huh?
We got to get into the game of the week, dude, for someone here.
Oh. Pittsburgh.
Indianapolis at Pittsburgh. I'm going Indianapolis.
Pittsburgh.
Bro, next.
If Jonathan Taylor, I mean, not Jonathan, if Giovanni Bernard was able to get yards on you guys, bro, Hines and Jonathan Taylor, bro, it's over.
Who's the quarterback for the Bengals, the one that just played?
Ryan Finley.
If he got yards on you guys, anyone can get yards.
Oh, my God.
I saw someone on Twitter say, like, that'd be the most stupidest thing ever to just lose to the Bengals but then win this game.
Oh, very possible. Yeah. I mean, you guys did win 11 games straight.
Yeah.
So it's possible. But the way the trend's going.
Technically, any game, it's anyone's game. Exactly. Technically.
Every game
is 50-58 to my fucking line.
Exactly.
Pittsburgh. Right. Next question.
Atlanta, Kansas City.
The ATL, baby.
Who? Yeah.
Obviously. One team has Mahomes, bro. The other one has Matt Ryan, bro. You take your pick, bro.
Matt Ryan played in Super Bowl.
Ryan played in a Super Bowl.
Mahomes played in Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mahomes went down 20-10 in that Super Bowl. Matt Ryan was up 28-3.
Exactly.
Facts. All right. Well, obviously, I'll go in Kansas City. Chicago at Jacksonville.
Chicago.
Bro, you guys going to bet against my boy Gardner?
Yes.
Bro, honestly, it'd be the most Jacksonville thing. So now that you're in the first pick.
To win this game. Oh, my.
Duval County, baby.
Duval.
Bro, why do they say it?
Why is it called Duval? Or not Duval?
I saw a street named Duval when I was up there.
It's almost like you were in Duval County.
I'm like, am I in Duval County?
It's like saying I saw a street that said Miami in Miami.
Have you seen that like that meme? It's like, what's your street name? He's like, Lil Marco.
Like, you live on a street named Lil Marco? Oh, you mean my address.
That's so funny, bro. All right. I'm going to Chicago, though. We're hoping for the best.
Here comes
Cincinnati at Houston.
This is anyone's game.
I'm
rooting for Cincinnati, bro. I'm picking Cincinnati, bro.
At this point, me too. Fuck
it. The Dolphins can make the playoffs and have the third overall pick.
That's true.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
We're going to be that team. We're going to be that team.
Cincinnati.
All right. Giants at Baltimore. Like, it's all quiet. All right. I'm going to say the Giants.
I want to say the Giants too.
But I'm gonna say
I hope.
I hope too because I have Mark Andrews.
It gives the Dolphins a little bit of a margin of error because right now they have none.
Another banger coming up.
Cleveland at Jets. Will the Jets?
God, I hope the Jets win, bro. God, I hope the Jets win.
Now that they're out of the Trevor Lawrence race, Just win out, dude. You know what I mean?
I really hope the Jaguars just pull a Jaguars move and just fucking
get out of here, bro.
Take something stupid.
Me and this kid, the day after the draft, are going to go buy Trevor Lawrence jerseys together.
No.
He is going to buy the Jaguars jersey.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'll watch.
All right. Denver at Chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah. Pretty easy. Philadelphia at Dallas.
Dallas.
This was kind of a contested game since they're two trash teams. You don't know which one's the least
another
trash.
Another divisional game.
I'm going to go Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Philly.
Rams at Seattle. I'm going Rams because for the same reason I said divisional. All podcasts in.
Another divisional game.
For the same reason I said all fucking
Seattle.
All podcasts. The Rams.
This is another team that really fucked up like paying their quarterback, bro. Cool. Jared Goff is not the answer.
I saw Keyshawn Johnson a couple weeks ago say that like people need to start recognizing Jared Goff as one of the best quarterbacks in the league. That's kind of like, dog, I know you're taking it a little bit too far, bro. Jared Goff's just consistently in that 15 to 12 range. And like this year he's just showing he can take the occasional spike to 30.
Yeah.
He can literally just be above like, he's really, sometimes just literally just better than Sam Darnold. And this Sunday he showed he's going to be worse than Sam Darnold too.
Yep.
Even though he didn't play that bad. But the defense, hey, there's man. No reason the defense should be getting that
went
many
to
points
a Super
to
Bowl.
Jets, bro.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And both those quarterbacks, Matt Ryan and Goff, blew it. The same guy.
Blew it.
Is Jared Goff as good as Matt Ryan, bro? All right. Tennessee at Green Bay.
Ooh.
I got Green Bay.
I have Green Bay as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee wins this
one. I have Green Bay, too. I have Green Bay. The same. Buffalo at New England.
Buffalo's going to smack the crap out of these fucking Patriots, dude.
Cam Bam so, chicken and ham, bro.
Cam Bam chicken.
That's all I got
to
say. All
right, Buffalo. All right, wait, no. We got to talk about the NBA, bro.
I know. Not much to talk about.
Not much to talk about, dude.
It started today.
It did start today. The fucking NBA made the same mistake it made last year. They're putting the Warriors in primetime games. So they're going to fucking lose viewers. Can you stop sucking on your mic, please?
Well... Can you stop sucking him? I have the,
sir.
I have okay. So the Nets and Warriors finished their game. The Nets won 125-99.
Let's go.
And then the Clippers and Lakers now are at halftime. Clippers are up 56-54.
I was telling him this in the car, or not in the car. Wait. Excuse me. Can you repeat that?
I'm in the money.
The Clippers are up on the Lakers 56-54 at halftime.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
I would like to just give the podcast an update. I am doing a DraftKings tonight. I am in the money.
How much?
I'm doubling my money, buddy.
How much
I'm doubling my money, bro.
How much?
Lunch tomorrow on me. $2. $2, baby.
I thought you had $2.50, bro. $2.50, bro.
Right. But either way, we've all known about James Harden. He actually got in a fight with a teammate today.
He did.
Right. He wants out of Houston. The Miami Heat were in the lead of that race. Dropped out.
No.
So now, where do you think he's going to be traded?
At this point?
Anywhere.
Philly.
This point, I think you should just fuck him over. New York, baby. Send him to the Knicks.
Bro, I saw that, but I just don't think the Knicks have good enough players to give up in a trade. I see people offering RJ Barrett. I'm like, bro, RJ Barrett's the...
That's a god.
Like, I don't know why, bro. When I just read RJ Barrett, I'm like, dude, I do not want that guy for some reason.
Bro, I remember fucking Knicks fans would get so salty. And people would be like, you're trying to tell me RJ Barrett is worse than Tyler Hero? And everyone's like,
yeah.
It's like, trying to tell me he's better?
trying to tell me Tyler Hero's bro. Better? Yes.
Bro, our sixth best, like, talent is fucking better than their best. So sad. It was like, bro, it was like RJ Barrett, Julius Randle, and a bunch of other people. It was like, I just don't think they have the assets to pull it off. Unless they give you their first round picks. He's like, oh, this would be valuable because they're not that bad.
Because it's first round picks.
I think it should be Philly.
I don't think so.
What, I think Ben Philly, Simmons? Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, and I saw this trade. It was Ben Simmons, Terrence Ferguson, and two first round picks. Take that shit out there. And then I saw one with fucking Brooklyn. Brooklyn's another one I'd probably do. If they give you Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, Jared Allen.
Brooklyn shouldn't fucking do it.
Brooklyn shouldn't do it.
They're playing great.
I agree. You shouldn't.
I was watching the game. They're all fucking...
Yeah, I think you shouldn't. But I'm saying if you're the Rockets, you take that one.
Oh, yeah, if you're the Rockets.
Right. I saw a Nuggets one with Jamal Murray.
I was thinking about Denver.
Michael Porter
Jr. And with Jamal Murray and some picks.
Nah. If I'm the Nuggets, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, that's what you know, everyone throws out the fucking trade.
That's what I was thinking about Denver.
The one that I saw was Will Barton, somebody else, and Michael Porter Jr. and a couple of first round picks, and then do it. That one's interesting because I think Michael Porter Jr. in the bubble, fucking
solid.
He has a lot of potential.
Yeah, that's the word potential.
So that's pretty great. But like, all right. So like, who do you guys think is gonna be like your championship preview for the year?
Like the finals.
Like the final? Finals. Lakers, Nets,
Suns, Hornets. Obviously, I think Gordon Hayward, you know, bro.
I fucking hate Gordon Hayward.
LaMelo, you know, bro.
I think LaMelo's rookie of the year.
Probably. He's playing pretty nasty, bro.
But the thing is,
what do you mean?
What?
It was the preseason.
But the thing is, it's like, I think James Wiseman is more NBA ready.
Bro, but that fucking Warriors team is bad. That Warriors team is bad.
It's not good.
I don't see
Everyone's like, oh, the Warriors are going to be the second seed. Like, bro, shut up, dog. Like,
with Clay, I'd give him that argument.
Exactly.
This team that they have now, bro, with fucking Andrew Wiggins, bro, the fucking, bro, nah. No team with Andrew Wiggins can be a second seed.
Exactly.
Facts.
Has Didn't he ever been a second draft? Seed? No.
Did you know that Tim Duncan has more wins than the entire Minnesota Timberwolves franchise?
That's hilarious. You know what the worst part about that stat is? That it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. The fact that like you said it, yeah. I had no reaction.
I didn't. I'm like, oh,
like, oh yeah.
That's the worst.
I love Tim Duncan.
I love Tim Duncan.
Best power forward of all time.
Exactly.
Bro, he just had so much personality on the court. I just loved it. Love watching him.
The best PF of all time.
Either way, seriously, Lakers. Who do you think it was gonna be?
Lakers Nets.
Bro, get the fuck out of here, bro.
I want to root for the Heat. I think the Heat could do it again. I think the Nets are a little bit of an obstacle.
We're getting a rematch.
Dude, Kevin Durant is knowing what the fuck with, dude.
Fucking, we're, you know what the Heat front office is going to say to Kyrie Irving when he tries to burn that stupid-ass stage in this court
fuck
arena?
You.
Fuck you. Just that's exactly what we're going to say, bro. Fuck you. Get that shit out of here. You burn that shit, we're suspending you, bro. Just say that shit, bro.
Fuck you.
And we got suspended.
All because we're the Miami Heat and he's burning. Oh, my God.
Can't do that shit. Not in my house.
Dude, it was so funny when the report came out of James Harden like getting into the argument with his teammate. Because everyone was like, he got into a heated debate and was like, heated.
Bro, do you guys remember, like I forgot like what it was, but when there was like that Barry McConaughey, he fucking put out the tweet. He's like, bro, the Warriors have had heated arguments in the locker room. It all started when Stephen Curry walked in and threw his mouthpiece at the floor and hit a Make-A-Wish kid. It's like, and then it's like, bro, after screaming at Draymond Green for 30 minutes, they're now passionately making out. It's like that shit, bro.
Yeah, per sources.
Per sources. Bro, per so the Woj.
Dude, but I don't know. I think
it's going to be the Heat again.
It's not going to be the Heat.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I mean, it's like that boy. Things have to go right for the, like the same thing with the bubble.
Things have to go wrong for the Nets.
I don't think
Heat. I think things have to go wrong with the Nets.
Dude, because Kevin Durant, second best player in the NFL, in the NBA.
Kyrie Irving is the second best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, if he's at 100%, probably.
Oh, dude.
If he's 100%, yes.
Dude.
But it's debatable because AD's pretty nasty.
Right now, AD, yeah.
Okay. I forgot about it. But, okay, it's LeBron, AD, and KD in that three order, whoever you want to put them.
Well, maybe. Okay.
I could say Giannis, too, but I'd agree with KD.
No, I don't think Giannis. Kawhi. I used to say Kawhi is better than KD. Now, with all these questions about his leadership and shit like that,
no, for KD me, it's always been KD. So, AD no. now, but for me, it's always been LeBron,
AD
KD.
Now. AD's been kind of irrelevant till now.
But it's always been LeBron, KD for me. Because, dude, Kevin Durant, fucking God.
No, I understand that.
Sharpshooter. Yeah. Easy money sniper.
We understand. But now it's LeBron.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Jimmy Butler, and then AD. And then
it's LeBron. No, it's LeBron. Tyler Hero. It's Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, okay. Then LeBron.
Don't say lies here, okay? It's LeBron. LeBron's the best player in the league, all right? Then Tyler Hero, right?
LeBron, KZ Okpala, and KZ then
bro, Struce, that guy, dude, the guy that's
Max. Oh my God, bro,
Max Kellerman, number one.
Right, oh, did you see that tweet I sent out where the girl's like, "Do you want me?" He's like, "No, I want Iguodala."
Bro, dude, so you got LeBron, you got Iguodala second, dude. Obviously, all right,
exactly, bro, dude. There goes Iguodala. Oh, blocked by James.
Blocked by James.
It happened. I mean,
all right, Nick, like whenever you're like making this list, you gotta think the Martians have their death beam pointed at Earth. Who do you want?
I want Iguodala. All
right.
Kevin Durant's a god, so you can't. We have the Heat's are like,
who do you guys
and now he's in the East. First time he's ever been in the East.
Yep.
Bro, I got a pick for MVP.
Because that's why, sorry, but like, because like last season people say like Giannis was number two in the NBA because like MVP, the defensive player of the year.
Back to back MVP.
But the thing that benefited the Heat is that he couldn't shoot for shit. Like he wasn't.
He still can't shoot.
That's what I'm saying. Like
that's the difference between AD. AD's
like we weren't worried about him. Like
no, AD's an anomaly.
No, I'm saying we weren't. But now with KD, he can shoot for God. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I don't think that he's
a 7-foot shooter. Yeah,
Kevin Durant. Like the Nets have to go completely wrong.
Put Bam on him. That's why I think Jay Crowder was a big loss for us.
I do believe that.
Yeah, it was.
I do. I saw people in the argument saying, "Oh, we're gonna replace him with KZ Okpala, bro." KZ Okpala doesn't have the experience that Jay Crowder has.
Of course not.
He doesn't have the mass that Jay Crowder has. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we don't even know if he can play fucking defense. We've only seen this guy play in preseason games, pretty much.
And in G League games, I've seen him in G League games.
Yeah,
G League.
But like
that's G League.
Yeah, it's not the NBA. But it's like we're hoping that he pans out and he can be more valuable than Jay Crowder. But like, I don't know. we're hoping that Avery Bradley can make up for somebody on defense, but he doesn't have the body that Jay Crowder does. That was a pretty big loss for us, but I understand why they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Let's hope it pays off. Maybe another four seed.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not against it. I mean,
they're probably going to rest some of the players towards the beginning of the season, because I know that the NBA backloaded their schedule for that reason, because we played 70 days ago.
Yeah.
Bro, it's been less than 70 days since that Jimmy Butler meme came out where he was like, gets the scoreboard. He's like,
I love that. I love that picture.
He looked like Deco when he uses like all his, like, when he uses the all for one.
All for one. I love that picture, bro. Put that shit in the hallway. Like, you know that one?
Oh, hall? Yeah, it should be.
Dude, put that shit in the hallway, bro.
It should be. Should be.
Man, bro. I remember seeing that game.
Huh? Do you guys see the yellow jerseys?
I'm down for it, bro.
I like them. I like them.
I like black and yellow. Jerseys.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they announced them for, though.
Yeah, I don't understand what that's
They're
for.
Called, like, edition jerseys?
They're called, like, earned jerseys.
Earned, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? What? But, you know, I'm a big fan of black and yellow, so.
Black and yellow.
Wiz Khalifa made that.
The only one that's not a fan of black and yellow is Mike Tomlin, because, you know, we don't care.
We do not care. We do not care.
All right. I think that's all we have for you guys today, though. Make sure to check us out on our Instagram or Twitter. On our band TikTok, you know what I mean? And the
media
our
trying to silence us.
Our YouTube is extremely biased sports. All our other socials are _EB Sports. Other than that, peace out, guys. Have a nice day.
Peace.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. If you're Jewish.
Yeah. Only if you're Jewish. Yeah.
If you're nothing, then just
sucks.
Have a nice day. All right, bye.